Brady. This is Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio coming to you again. We've got another great show. First thing we're going to be talking about today is going to be some of that grant stuff again. One of the things that's out there is a grant that you can get for anybody who's in a Rural Energy Access Program Zone, REAP Zone. If you don't know what that is, give us a call, 423-600-9500. Catch us online at sceniccitysolar.com. And Ray, tell us some more about the grant and who's eligible to get this grant.
So the grant, as it states right now, and they expand it all the time, okay? So the grant is through the USDA. It is any agriculturally based business, regardless of what zone you're in, qualifies if they meet other criteria. It's under $15 million of personal income, less than 500 employees. So it's pretty loose, okay? So any agricultural business, whether that's a tree nursery, any kind of producer, any kind of chicken farm, anything like that, of that nature, you know, depending on how you're registered as your business, if you are agricultural in any way as a listed business, you will qualify for a USDA grant. If you are a gas station, for example, that is definitely not a agricultural business. But if you're in one of these REAP, REAP zones, then you could qualify if you meet the other requirements. And so it's very broad. It's nationwide. There are pockets where you have to be agriculturally based business to qualify, and that's usually in metro locations. Anywhere else, any kind of rural areas, that's where anybody qualifies.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this is one of the big things with this grant. If you're not sure if you qualify, call us. The number one thing is, if you can hear us on the radio at 95.3 ESPN Chattanooga, then yes, you're in the zone where we can talk to you about it and install at your location. Now, when we talk about areas that's Western Carolina, of course, Tennessee, Northern Georgia, and Alabama, if you're within about a two-hour drive or about 100 miles of downtown Chattanooga, we can do this for you. And again, give us a call, 423-600-9500. Catch us online at sceniccitysolar.com so we can get all this information out to you. Now, there are a few little details in the mix of things. And when we're talking about businesses, we want to single some folks out. Ray, you just mentioned gas stations, small businesses, your agricultural and farm stores, hotels are another one that we've got going on right now, that we've got several different hotels putting in solar.
Yeah, we have a hotel right now, 100 kilowatt system, all being load side usage, meaning that they're eating all their power right there. They qualified and were approved for their 50% cash grant.
Absolutely. You know, 50% is great, but, you know, I hate to be like the infomercial, but wait, there's more. We also still have the 30% tax credit that adds on to that. So right off the bat, you're looking at an 80% savings, and that's just off the bill for what solar costs. Now, that's just not the solar panels. That's all of it. It's parts, it's labor, it's all the installation. If you want to do the batteries, if you need a sub panel put in. And we've talked about sub panels before, but just real quick, for somebody who's going to be doing like a daily offset only with no battery, would they need a sub panel?
No. Unless you're having battery for an outage, it's simple solar is solar panels on a roof, ground mount or whatever, going to an inverter, then to a disconnect, and then typically landing on a breaker in your main panel so that solar is just another distribution partner in your main panel.
So it just pretty much plugs in.
It does. Yeah, it's really not rocket science. It's we've gone through the ins and outs of solar, but just to repeat at the high level, solar panel is DC power, will come off of your roof as DC power, will go to a disconnect so that firemen or whoever can actually shut down your solar from the roof with a bladed disconnect. Then that will go to an inverter that changes it DC to AC. Then that inverter will typically go out to another disconnect so that it can isolate your inverter. And then out from there, it'll land right on a breaker in your main breaker panel.
So in other words, solar power comes right in. It works. I don't have to do anything on a daily basis.
Nothing. Once it's installed correctly, you have the right inverter, everything is monitored, you can forget about it.
That is so cool. You know, there's so many different things out there, so many different people who can benefit from solar. And it's not just that you're going to cut your electric bill in half, 75% off, 80, 90% off. There's a whole lot of additional things. When we're talking about this grant, which is from the USDA, it's 50%. And that's good up to a $2 million project, which would give you $1 million cash, which is really great. Now, we've talked about some folks in the REAP zone. We've talked about some businesses, but there's another segment out there, which is your nonprofits. If you have a nonprofit, or if you know somebody with a nonprofit, get them to listen to this show. Because what we're going to say right now is absolutely unbelievable. Nonprofits don't pay taxes, so how can they possibly get a tax rebate of 30%? It's impossible. They don't do it. So what do they actually get now? A check. Yes, that's right. If you're a nonprofit, you can get a 30% rebate. And we're going to talk about something that just happened that's really, really cool. We can't say who it is, but Ray's going to give us a few details on what they got and what they're actually going to do.
Yeah, so this is typical of a REAP grant participant. So there is a local school that was able to get a grant for renewable energy. Okay, so this grant's going to pay for anywhere from 50% to 100. I don't know exactly how much of that is getting covered by it. It's a 100-kilowatt system. So that 100-kilowatt system is going to offset roughly $1,000 a month in power. Because they don't get the federal tax credit as a credit on their taxes, and because they're nonprofit, they get 30% of that bill as cash back to the school.
Okay, well, that's not that fast. A 30% of $100,000?
No, it's 30% of a 100-kilowatt solar array. Okay. So the 100-kilowatt solar array for them with transformers and everything in, for example, is about $250,000.
Wow, so they're going to get 30% of $250,000.
At $75,000.
Cash back.
Cash back goes straight to the school for whatever the school needs it for.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. And that is something that we can help you with. Give us a call, 423-600-9500, sceniccitysolar.com. We've got lots of information there. Check it out. Give us a call. So tell us more. So they're going to get 100 kilowatts, and you said that's going to offset almost $1,000 a month of an electric bill?
Without battery, it's almost a multiple of 10. That was in, I think, like episode 3 that we talked about how to price it out. It's a loose number. Okay, you have to use your power. You have to size it correctly. So there was a huge case study done for this school on how much power they should have based off of their daytime load. Okay, so they have 24-hour power. But from the hours of 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., their peak is huge. So they use about 80% of their power in those hours. So the case study said that if they have a 100-kilowatt system, they will use that all the time. They won't need any battery because they will still need power from the grid even. Okay, so they have a demand of about 183 to 200 kilowatt per hour of demand. Installing a 100 will cut that in half during the daytime hours. So since they can use all their power, they're not sending any of it back to the grid, they're not storing any of it, it's a very close multiple of 10. A 100 kilowatt system, multiple of 10 at 10 cents per kilowatt, you'll save roughly $1,000 a month on that.
That is just incredible. I mean, I know I'd like to save half on my bills.
It's very doable. So to use that same example, if let's just say their load was only 100 kilowatt instead of the 200 kilowatt on their demand, it was only 100, and we installed a 150 kilowatt system. Okay, we would get rid of all our daytime load, but we would have about 50 kilowatt of extra power that we would need to go somewhere. So then we would need to have a battery that could store 6 hours of 50 kilowatt excess, and then that would keep their grid power down well through the night. So there would be a way for them to even eventually build up to get rid of their usage. They would still have a bill for the connection fees and taxes, and TVA will never go away. But they would have the potential to overbuild solar, so they would have the potential for storage. So that's, I don't know if that's their long-term goal, but usually when people get solar and they can see the tangible savings and they know if they added more and could store and what storage does with outages, then they usually want more.
Yeah, and then, you know, one of the other things we talked about before the show was there's going to be a display that's going to be in the lobby of the school so that the students and parents and teachers and everyone can come in and see the actual production of the solar versus what they're actually needing to use off of the grid.
Yeah, a live feed of the actual array. So it could, we're going to have, you know, some weather, the temperature and the wind. Then it'll have right below there the consumption being used right now, whether it's from the grid or solar, how much consumption is being used by the building. Right below that, it'll have the solar production, and below that, it'll have the year-to-date savings. So it'll be really good for the students to be able to walk by and say, hey, solar's producing. We'll know right away from, I bet, 100 students if there's ever an outage, but they'll be able to see it right away, be able to know that they have some pretty cool tech on their roof. We'll be doing some teaching there, have the opportunity for kids to touch, feel, and hold solar panels and know that they are being powered during the day at least 50% of their power load.
That is wonderful. And let's talk about not just that it's a school, the educational aspect for the students to see science in action, to be able to talk about green technology, the new green wave that's coming through, and they get to see this up front, close and personal. So there's going to be a large educational side of this that the students can have in science class and their economics classes as well, because what we're talking about now on the radio is exactly what the students can see live every day in school.
Right. Yeah. It's we'll be doing some really good videos of before and after. I'll be taking the drone over their campus. Don't want to give it away. And we'll be doing some pretty cool marketing for it too, because it's going to set the stage for a few other big schools here in Chattanooga to go solar. So to have the student involvement, even from unloading the solar panels, being witness or at least in video of the crane that we're going to need to use to get all the equipment up on these tall roofs. We'll be taking time-lapse videos of the ballast system, which will be really cool. Having that live feed up there to where they can actually see us work, because we'll have the TV set up with the monitoring in the school before we ever get it up. So they'll be able to watch us day for day, walk the roof, work it, and then they'll see it eventually get done. It should be a 2 to 3 week project up on a ballasted roof. Ballast means that we use baskets with blocks, like cinder blocks in them, to hold the solar panels down instead of penetrating and causing holes.
Absolutely. You know, that's really cool that we don't have to mess up somebody's roof if you have a new roof or different kind of things. And we've talked about ballast systems and mounting systems and all that kind of stuff before. But when it comes down to actually working with the students and talking to the students, that's going to be neat to get into a science class and be able to say, hey, look, here's what's happening. Here's the live feed and showing the videos. And what'll be really interesting is 5, 6, 7, 8 years down the road, when this thing's been up and running and so many students are exposed to it on a daily basis, how many of them are going to change their thought process, maybe even get into electrical engineering and solar energy?
Yeah, I was speaking with a lady yesterday while I was having lunch at Milk and Honey here locally, great spot, go eat there, about, you know, more trade schools. How do I feel? It was kind of an out of the blue question. Once she found out what I do, she's like, well, how do you feel? How do you hire people? What do you look for? And I said, well, you know, I look for kids that are problem solvers. You know, the guys that I hire not always have a college degree, but if they have an electrical license, you know, that's a big plus. But what can we do to help out kids coming into the future? And they need to learn about it now. They need to learn about solar and storage now. They need to have the interest now so they even know that it's a possibility for a career later. There's not a lot of that going on right now. It's tablets and iPhones. You know, they need to have hands-on, they need to have introduction to trade schools, and they need to have more engineering and hands-on application in classes. So that's where this helps out too.
And that's exactly what this is going to do for us. It's been a wonderful show as usual. And again, this is Kevin and Ray from Scenic City Solar. You can catch us online here, www.sceniccitysolar.com. Give us a call, 423-600-9500. Once again, this is Kevin.
And Ray.
And we'll see you on the next one.
Y'all take it easy.